Let's turn our attention, though. Surrey police say they're growing increasingly concerned for the welfare of a man from Epsom. His name is James Middleton. He's also known as Jim. They believe the 70-year-old was using his mobility scooter to head towards the Stew Ponds and Christchurch area on the 2nd of July. Sergeant Eddie Adderley is here. Morning to you.
Good morning.
Tell me, what's the latest? What do we know?
Well, the latest is what we knew on Sunday, unfortunately. So, as you've just described, James Middleton, known as Jim, he's 70 years old. He left his home address on his mobility scooter to go onto the Epsom Common. He often does this. He's well known locally, and he's not been seen since. There were some possible sightings around the same time, midday Sunday, but nothing since. So we're now very worried for his safety. It's completely out of character. Family are concerned, friends and neighbours. Where is Jim?
Where are you searching for him?
The main areas are the Epsom Common and the Ashtead Common. That's the focus of our searches. We have taken it a bit further afield by looking at CCTV, etc. But in the absence of him not having a phone, he's got no money, no bank cards, our search criteria is very much the commons, because that's where he habitually goes, and there's nothing to suggest he's gone further afield from that. I mean, he's vulnerable due to his age, he has memory loss issues, and also his mobility. So he has this mobility scooter which he favours using in country areas rather than roads and pavement. So that suggests that he's still on the common area. There's nothing to suggest otherwise. So that's where our efforts are at the moment.
Can you describe him? Tell us what he was wearing, what people should look out for.
Yes, so James, he's a white male. As I said, he's 70 years old. He's about 5'6" in height, large build, and he has brown greying hair. And he was wearing a dark coloured body warmer, dark grey shorts, blue trainers with white socks, and the mobility scooter. I'm looking at a photograph of it now. It's light blue, and it's a four-wheeled one, quite a large object, and it's described as an all-terrain one, so capable of doing bridle pass, etc.
Because I know that area of the common very well. I used to live on Epsom Common. And actually, I don't think in the whole time of walking my dog I ever saw anybody on a mobility scooter. So if people would remember seeing him, presumably.
You would think so. And we've had a couple of calls on the Sunday, but yeah, that's what we're urging people to do. If you've not spoken to the police already, and this jogs a memory of this transmission, then do get in touch. 101 on the non-emergency number, 909 in a genuine emergency. Give us a ring and just say you're phoning about James from Epsom, and the call taker will know who you're talking about. You can. There's lots of bridle paths, and it's a large area, and you can get as far as Leatherhead and Ashtead, etc. And he's well known for using those. But yes, I would agree with you. It's not a common sight.
I know that social media is often a help with you. We put a picture up on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/BBC Surrey. Big community response so far, yeah?
You're absolutely right. So the social media has been shared, Twitter, Facebook, local pages, local community. Last night, up to 100 people from the local community were searching the common. So that's been organised by neighbours. I understand tonight they're possibly looking to do the same. So if you want to get involved in that, then they're organising that and go on to Facebook. If you're not on Facebook and you want to see his photograph or the scooter, then go on to Surrey Police website. There's pictures on there. There's posters up in shops, etc. Yes.
Good talking to you. Thanks for your time this morning. Sergeant Eddie Adderley, of course, the non-emergencies number 101 is the one to call.